Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Blox Talks Roblox Review Podcast. I'm Mav, my boy.
And I'm Rex.
Welcome to today's show. Before we get into today's interesting topic, Rex, what have you been up to online related to Roblox or just gaming in general this week?
Honestly, not much. I have been playing some Bed Wars, recently, but other than that, not really that much.
Yeah.
Currently working on your very special project. For this podcast, which I will not disclose. How are you?
Oh man, I am exhausted. This week I haven't really gotten to catch a break. It's kind of been up on the move. Just doing things, whether or not that's organizing parties, or maybe it's working on our special 50th surprise. I've been really busy working on all different aspects of that. And on top of all of that, I have school, obviously. So I haven't had a lot of time for Roblox this week, but the time that I have had has mostly been Bed Wars with you. So now it's time to introduce today's episode, which we decided we may do because it's on Roblox, there for everyone to play, and it's official, which encouraged us to do it. Without further ado, Rex, why don't you introduce today's topic?
Oh yeah, so today we are reviewing a game, which we haven't done in a while. We've been doing mostly live gameplays, but we feel we might go kind of step a little bit back. I mean, we did promise more live gameplays, but right. Today we will be reviewing Garten of Banbane 1,
that's
the
right.
Roblox game.
So, without further ado, let's talk about this confusing thing. Alright, guys. Rex, why don't you be...
Right, so Garten of Banbane, for those of you who do not know, is a, It is a adventure kind of horror game, that takes place in a kindergarten. And this Roblox game was made by Jewel Games and the Euphoric Brothers, or Euphoric Bros, which are the makers of the real Garten of Banbane, which you can find on Steam. And actually, I think only Steam. But anyways, so Mav, why don't you start us off with the plot?
So, the plot of the first game, it is complained to be kind of bland, but it is supposed to be just the first thing. I feel like we may as well, kind of tell you a bit of backstory. So, obviously, you're inside this kindergarten, and on the walls are these murals of strange-looking creatures. They're these weird monster-like mascots. Imagine Sesame Street creatures without old fur. There is the two-horned Banbane with party hats for horns. There is the giant green gorilla Jumbo Josh. There is the one-eyed telepathic jellyfish. Whose name is Zulpius. Not Zulpius. Wow.
Nope.
Stinger Flynn. And there's also Nab-Nab. There is Captain Fiddles. Gila Bird, and this game is actually full of really weird, bizarre characters, and you know what, I'm just gonna say out front, in this kindergarten, they were experimenting with this substance called Jivanium, to bring these kindergarten mascots to life, clay and Jivanium, to create almost like guardians, teachers, whatever you want to call them. They're experimenting with this stuff to make these mascots come to life in the kindergarten. The intentions of this are actually not known why, which is, it goes deep down in the lore, so we're not going to go into that in today's episode. But now we get to the first plot. So this game uses drones, and so drones, you can violently ram them against buttons to open doors. You can get key cards, and in this first game you have one main mission, and that is the Opila Bird mission. Now the Opila Bird is this pink ostrich type animal. It has handprints all over it, and so you're looking for your missing child. So of course you go up to the thing that should not be alive, this weird pink ostrich made out of clay, and of course you're gonna find 6 eggs and feed it to it, of course.
Yeah, like what else would you do?
Yeah, nothing, absolutely nothing. So after we feed the Opila Bird 6 eggs, Opila Bird will give us a yellow key card, and after we break some more glass with our drone, and ram our drone into a button, we open the door with the yellow key card, which will give us a hammer. Then we can go into the broken ball pit, which now just looks like an absolute abyss, and that is because the ball pit has collapsed down into the underground facilities of the kindergarten. So after taking a lift over the ball pit, you will find yourself completing a puzzle, and you'll have to find out the color of each one of the mascots. Make sure to pay attention to their murals on the wall. That'll make it a bit easier. And then, after you complete this puzzle, you'll find that the Opila Bird also knows how to use key cards and the lift to get over to you, which causes you to activate some sort of sliding obby thingy, and you have to complete the obby, go down, get into the final room, drop down there. The Opila Bird will fall into the abyss. After this, you will have to go over into your final key card room, where you will find an elevator. And once you go down in this elevator, you get ambushed by the big green gorilla, Jumbo Josh himself, and you fall down into the abyss, end of the chapter. It usually has a 6-minute to 20-minute play time. Not puppy play time, but yeah. That is basically the basis of this game.
Yes. And I don't think I kind of want to share them, but there are some secrets that you can do, which you guys are going to have to find out for yourself. But it's really cool and pretty rewarding when you do.
Yeah. And then also, in addition to this game, because this game is kind of lacking in content, they are developing their first one, though. I can see how difficult it would be. Like, are they going to put it for a price of Robux? How is that all going to work? So they're probably working that out right now. they're probably going to work out something until they release it. And so now we're going to talk a bit about the official roleplay. So Rex, why don't you explain what the roleplay deal is?
Right. So, and this is for like a lot of kind of like adventure story type games. And what they do is that there's a official Garden of Banban roleplay that provides you to play as your favorite Garden of Banban characters and change your nickname. It also provides voice chat, and it actually has all the characters from, I think, up to actually the last Garden of Banban that was released. So, and again, it is official by Jules Games and Euphoric Brothers. So yeah, it's a really cool game. It's really pretty accurate.
Yeah. Yeah, I really do enjoy playing this game because it has some really cool things. And I just kind of enjoy just going around in there, finding out all these cool little secrets and looking at the games, because the second, third, fourth, and sixth, because obviously that's how everyone numbers their games. That's how it works. So, yeah. That is basically it for this game.
Yeah, so not a lot, but it's definitely really packed with lore if you really kind of dive into it, and it's a really fun game to check out.
Yeah. Okay, so now that we have this done, let's jump into our opinions on this game. All right, guys. So now we're going to be talking about our opinions on this game. So Rex, begin.
Right, so this is a really fun game. It also is, like I said, in the last segment, really packed with lore. It is a pretty short game, but basing it off of the Euphoric Brothers Garden of Banban 1 that's on Steam, it is very accurate and really, really good. Well put together. Now this is a game, I'd say, since it's so short, it's not impeccable that you play with friends. But of course, if you hang out with your friends like a lot, then it's good to give this game a try out and maybe even, you know, explore some of the secrets.
Yeah. Totally. So, now I'm going to be going on my opinions on this game. I do think this game, it's packed with lore. It has some cool puzzles and stuff. But I really do think, I mean, they for sure could have combined content better. I mean, it's not as much as a chapter as it is like a prologue to the events that are going to follow in the next games. Yeah, for sure. Definitely more of a prologue, less of a, chapter itself. And, these games in general, I find really enjoyable to both watch, to play, to see. And, you know, they are really, really smart. They're basically playing four-dimensional chess. Like, as one does, they released 1, 2, 3, 4, skipped over 5, and released 6, and now they're teasing 7. But still, number 5 is not being teased, except you can still find it on the Steam page for this game, as well as just the fact that they're so smart for putting their they're putting their terrible textures into the lore of this game. So they're saying like, hey, our terrible textures, yeah, that's lore. Mm-hmm. That's just kind of brilliant. Also, I think these games aren't really well made. They're not like made by like Xbox. They're not made by some major game development studio. They're pretty homemade, and they also follow a really nice story. Really weird at times. It's kind of like taking Play-Doh, cranking up the insanity meter, like chucking it in a washer machine, put the washer machine inside a blender, drink it like a smoothie, and then, I don't know, do like a dozen other things that are crazy, because this game is absolutely sure. insane.
Yeah, so, I don't know how to word it, better than what Mav just said, but it's definitely worth giving it a try, and if you realize it's not the game for you, it's a really quick game, so it's easy to hop out of. And if you really like it, I would suggest going and checking out the other Garden of Banbans, which are on Steam.
Yeah, and also, if you are a mobile player, or say you have a phone or iPad, you can also buy these games officially on the App Store. The first one, just like all the chapters, are free. And they have all of the chapters up to date on there. They're all, I think, $3. I promise you guys, this episode isn't sponsored. So if you really do like those games, be sure to check those out. I am also probably going to buy those because I really do like the stories of these games.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you guys, that is it for this opinion segment. So now I think it's time that we jump right into our ratings.
Oh, yeah. No, because I'm sure I'm actually playing better.
All right, guys. So, it's ratings time, same as always, 10-point scale. And then, in addition to that, we also have our same three categories as always. So, let's begin.
Right. First category, as always, is graphics.
All right. For graphics, I'm going to give this one a 7 out of 10. They're pretty good graphics for a Roblox game. They don't look Robloxy at all. But also, I mean, some of the textures are kind of weird and stuff, but also they work that into the lore of their game. So great excuse, you guys. You four brothers, that was kind of brilliant. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That is my ideas on that category.
Yes. So, yeah, I do agree with Mav. And I do think they definitely put a lot of work into this game, as well as, you know, kind of more focused on the gameplay rather than graphics, I feel, but it's still very well put together in its sense.
Yeah.
So though the graphics aren't amazing, I don't think I would want high definition graphics for this game. Like, it just doesn't really seem like the type of game that would have these high definition graphics, and it doesn't really need it. So,
yeah.
Yes, I'm going to rate it like a 4 out of 10, but it's only because they don't really need these graphics.
Right. Okay. Next category is difficulty.
Yes, 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 it is. So, Mav.
Difficulty. Wow. I'm going to give this one a solid 6 out of 10. It doesn't really get difficult until that OP Liberty Chase, which it used to be really easy. But now that they made it a little more, They made it, they improved the parity. So, if you play Minecraft and Bedrock and Java parity is often talked about, some things are a little bit different, and they have all the notes and stuff, but one of the things that it, was different was the chase. It was a lot easier, but now they made it quite a bit harder, and I think it just being in Roblox makes it pretty hard to beat. But other than that, there isn't really a lot of challenge to this game. There's nothing like chasing you. It's not super action filled. I mean, there are like 2 scenes with action in it. A lot of lore, kind of setting up, not setting up stuff, but like it's a prologue. It's a really good prologue. So, actually, come to think of it, now that I'm thinking that there isn't really a challenge, I'm going to give it a 4 out of 10 because there's only like one part that is kind of challenging. So, yeah. Rex, go ahead with your opinion.
Right. I think that this game has not all that much difficulty, but I feel that it can get difficult when you're not per se used to it. However, once you do get used to it, it's practically a piece of cake. So it does get easier over time, kind of like most games, but I think I'm going to rate it a 5 out of 10.
All right. Next we're going to go on to enjoyability. So Rex, why don't you open for this one?
Right. So the enjoyability for this one, I personally really enjoy this game. It's got a lot of nice aspects to it. And it does make for a really enjoyable game. And I can't wait for the other Grunda Band Bands Roblox edition, per se. I feel like that's going to add a whole nother fun challenge to it.
Mm-hmm.
And make it a lot more enjoyable. Like I said, you can play with friends. It's not like you need to play with friends. It will be practically the same experience either way.
I really do enjoy this game. It has a lot of interesting challenges. Well, not a lot, but some interesting challenges, some interesting puzzles, that were fun to solve. It does set up your idea for the mechanics. I like the button puzzle. I like reading all the different lore notes. And if you play the game on its own, and if you don't know anything else, the storyline will often seem a whole lot darker than it actually is. Especially when you find those, like, Bring a Friend Day stickers. I remember when I first found those, I was like, they're so evil, they're kidnapping children. But no, it's honestly not a super dark game. And to call it horror, I mean, I guess you could, but there aren't really... I mean, there are a couple jump scares, but there aren't really, like, jump scares, if you know what I mean. Like,
right. It's, like...
It's brightly lit. It's nicely lit. It's cartoon characters. It's more focused on the story. It's kind of like Break-In, but less lighthearted and more insanity.
Right.
So, for all these different aspects, I'm going to give this a 7 out of 10. I enjoyed this game quite a bit, but once again, it can get boring. It's kind of like a playthrough once in a while type of game. Right. And with the roleplay, if we're going to count the roleplay, I do like to go in there and like try on new character models. That's really fun for me. And, you know, take screenshots, you know, actually, for today's episode, for the screenshot is actually going to be, probably we're going to do it in the role play.
Yeah.
Just because that'll be fun. You know, maybe we'll both be bitter giggle or something.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so you heard it, you guys. That's it for today's episode. We do hope you enjoyed it. And now let's hop into our outro, wrap up this episode, and yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guys, as I said before, that's it for today's episode. We hope you guys really did enjoy us talking about Garten Abandoned, a amazing, crazy, insane, awesome, creative game.
Yeah, very well said.
Also, Rex is going to give us our usual reminders for stuff.
Of course. So, if you did enjoy this video, make sure to give it a 5-star rating on and answer the Q&A if you want Spotify, and then give us a good review if you enjoyed this game and if you are on Apple Podcast. So we hope you enjoyed this episode, and of course, if you have any suggestions, either leave it in the Q&A, leave it in your review, or leave it in the George group, which you can join on Roblox if you haven't joined already. GORGE group. And that will pop up, and you can just join it, and then just leave your recommendation for a show or a episode that you think would be cool for us to do.
Yeah. All right, guys. So, once again, thanks for joining us. We really do appreciate all of you guys who listen in your spare time, in your whatever time. We appreciate it, and stay tuned for our 50th episode. That's going to be...
Mm-hmm.
I'm Matt, my boy.
And I'm Rex.
This was Block Talks with Block TV Podcast. Bye, everyone.
Bye.